Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Carry my noise.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
I've never met a real kangaroo. I'm not sure I want to, but I want to understand what drives someone to attempt this. Rigby, the kangaroo boy, was genuinely planning to take the trip, but he had a family emergency and couldn't make it. And of course, he had to do some practicing before the journey. I'm doing real-life training, trying to understand what the kangaroos are feeling and experiencing, he told me on the phone. My life would be over if I didn't. Rigby was out there getting up close and personal with his furry friends, and I was at home typing away at my computer. I felt like a failure. I needed to do something more, to face my fears and overcome my anxieties. What could I do? What could I do? And then it hit me, just like that. I would talk to a professional. A real, live professional. I would seek therapy. I typed the words therapist New York City into Google and called the first number that popped up. It was for the Upper East Side Therapy Center, and the person who answered the phone was very nice. They had a therapist available today, she said, if I thought I could make it uptown within the hour. I told her I could. I took the elevator down to the lobby and walked outside to hail a cab. "You sure you're okay, buddy?" asked the cab driver through the plexiglass barrier. "You look like you've seen a ghost." "I'm fine," I said. "I need to go to the Upper East Side." I'm not sure whether I did or not. 45 minutes later, I was in the therapist's office. She never told me her name, but I figured it didn't matter. She had a soothing, low voice, and she gave me the feeling that I could tell her anything, even things I didn't think were true or things I had no right to tell anyone. She was a professional, and she wouldn't judge me for needing to do something like this. "So why are you here today?" she asked. "I'm afraid of everything," I said. "Everyone I have ever met has been afraid of something. I think that's normal. But I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of the future, I'm afraid of the past. I'm afraid of the feeling of being afraid. I'm afraid of never getting married. I'm afraid of getting married and then getting a divorce. I'm afraid of getting married and then dying. I'm afraid of dying in a plane crash. I'm afraid of dying in a plane crash because I'm afraid of flying. I'm afraid of dying in a car crash. I'm afraid of dying in a car crash because I'm afraid of driving, but I have to drive because I'm afraid of the subway. I'm afraid of the subway because I'm afraid of the possibility of a terrorist attack. If we were to get bombed, I might die. If I die from a terrorist attack, I will have died afraid. That's not how I want to go out. I'm afraid of what the future will bring. I'm afraid of the past for the same reason." She didn't look at me like I was crazy. She looked at me like I was human. "What's the first thing you're afraid of?" she asked. "I'm afraid of the future."
"Why?"
"I don't know."
"Why not?"
"I don't know."
"What else are you afraid of?"
"I'm afraid of planes."
"Why?"
"I don't know."
"What else?"
I'm afraid of people liking me.
Why?
I don't know.
What else?
I took a deep breath. I'm afraid I'll never have children.
Why?
I don't know.
What else?
I'm afraid of failure.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm afraid of success too.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe I do.
I'm afraid I'll fail at living up to the people who love me.
I'm afraid I'll fail at being a good friend.
I'm afraid I'll fail as a son.
I'm afraid I'll fail as a brother.
I'm afraid I'll fail as a citizen of the world.
I'm afraid I'll fail as a member of society.
I'm afraid I'll be a failure, and the people I love most will be disappointed in me.
I'm afraid that I'm not good enough.
I'm afraid that I'm not smart enough.
I'm afraid that I'm not handsome enough.
What else?
I was tired.
I took a deep breath.
I'm afraid of being afraid.
I'm afraid that's all it is.
I'm afraid that's all it ever will be.
All I've ever been is afraid.
I don't know what else to do.
I was finished.
Remember, it's okay to be afraid, she said.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Fear is a normal emotion.
I'm not afraid of fear, I said.
I'm afraid of everything.
That's okay too.
Everyone is.
Not like me.
No, not like you.
You're in a different place.
But if you're brave enough to be afraid, then it's okay that you have fears.
Everything that scares us is a normal part of life.
We have to go through it.
We have to live through it.
It's all part of living.
Your feelings are valid.
Your feelings are real.
Your feelings are true.
The only thing that's not true about them is that you can't help feeling them.
Sometimes people make that mistake.
You can't help that you're afraid.
The only thing you can't help is what you do with those feelings.
What do I do with them?
Let them go.
How?
Let them go.
I can't.
You can.
I've tried.
It doesn't work.
It will take time.
It's going to take a long time.
That's okay.
How long?
I don't know.
It might never work.
That's okay too.
It might take longer than you want it to, but you'll get there.
The point is that you'll get there.
What were you afraid of before I came in here?
I wasn't afraid of anything.
That's why I'm here.
But you started out afraid?
Everyone starts out afraid.
But you were able to deal with it.
I was able to deal with it, and so can you.
But I'm more afraid than you are.
That's okay too.
I'm afraid of so many things.
That's okay.
I'm afraid of the future.
That's okay.
I'm afraid of making plans.
That's okay.
I'm afraid of the past.
That's okay too.
I'm afraid of the present.
That's okay.
I'm afraid of the future, but I'm more afraid of the present.
That's okay.
Kiranajanoise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranajanoise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.